I believe that this revival will be a turning point. I made some interviews early this morning in the spirit, and I see some things coming on the horizon that are going to make everything much, much more easier. And I'm well to the fact that since we are one spirit, these boys who are preaching with me are going to correlate with the same thing. I never ask them what they're going to preach. I give them the theme for the whole convention, and then they and the Holy Spirit work it out. This morning, you know, I'm a blessed man. Yeah. I have a beautiful, well-mannered daughter. Two daughter-in-laws just outstanding. I mean, this is nothing fake about them, man. It just so I actually have three daughters, and I have three blood sons. My sons, over the years, have made me proud. Their mother trained them from an early age to respect their anointing and respect me as their father, not just as their father, but as a messenger for God. She always would talk to them. She said, pay attention to your daddy. She'd been doing that since they was little boys. And undoubtedly, they heard her. Montrell's going to minister this morning. He just came back from a great tour out in Richmond, Virginia. I mean, Bishop Dan laid it on him. He had a morning service, he had an evening service, he had two Sunday morning services. Thousands of people. And we watch him walk through it, and we know this morning he has a message from God. I'm proud of those boys in the Lord. They have served me, and they have honored the Lord and honored me. And so don't put your antennas down. No, either one of these boys. The other two boys, my sons, too. And other three boys. And don't put your antennas down. These boys have been in apostolic training, and they ain't letting me go nowhere without them. Saying, well, these boys, yeah, they don't let me go nowhere without them. So they're being trained in the apostolic. And so open your heart. Last night we asked the Lord to open your eyes and open your ears that we can receive in the spirit realm Donovan Montrell as he come to you.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this service. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Say thank you. Amen. Everybody say thank you. Couple things I need before we get started. Number one, I need you to kind of drop your sermon. You know, we always got a sermon in the pews. When a man of God give a word, you got a word to give back to him. Oh, and you lean over and say, I was talking about that. Just I don't need all that this morning. Praise God. I know you know things. I know we are learned and we ministry school graduates and all that good stuff. But I need you to go ahead and drop those this morning just for a quick second. We're going to go to some scriptures that you know, but I don't need your interpretation this morning. I'm up here speaking because God called me up here to speak this morning. Under my apostle, he assigned me this moment. So I'll be the speaker this morning. Amen. And I say that for a reason. And I like to say that in my class. I like to say that when I minister because you'll receive more when you're open. He just said something about opening your heart. You know, you don't need to be throwing anything back right now. You need to be receiving. Everybody say receive. Receive. Come on, say I must. Receive. Receive. Do your hands like me. Say I must. Receive. Receive. Truth of the matter is, whenever you're in a service or whoever's preaching, if you open your heart to receive and stop bringing what you know in, maybe you'll learn something. Amen. So come on, drop them. Everybody, come on. Use your hands. Drop them. Drop all your revelation that you came here with this morning. And I'm not saying that you don't know nothing, but just for a second, all right? Just drop it all out so we can learn something, okay, this morning. Then we can add on to what we picked up already. Amen. Now, I didn't come to excite you this morning. All right, I came to incite you. This is what I'm saying. I look up the word excite. Excite means a feeling. Y'all know how it is to be excited, huh? You got a feeling something coming up. You're excited. It's all about your feelings. And it's really out here. It's just you're expressing everything. You're excited. X means outside. So you're excited. But see, when they start talking about insight, we don't use that word a lot. And not insight, not I-N-S-I-G-H-T. I'm talking about I-N-C-I-T-E. Just like excite, insight. I came to insight you this morning. Now, normally, when they use the word insight, they're talking about violence. And they're talking about unlawful behavior. A lot of times you hear people talking about they're inciting riots. The goal this morning is to incite a riot on the inside of you this morning. There are things, normally in a riot, I got to get here and I'm going to get to the scripture. Normally in a riot, what people start doing, and it's negative because of the connotation we see, but they go and start tearing stuff up. Start busting windows, tearing stuff down, setting things on fire, taking stuff out of place, all kind of stuff. It's just mayhem in a riot. Well, that's what I want to start on the inside of you. There have been too many establishments that have set themselves up in your mind that keep you away from the kingdom of God. There are too many things that you have heard, too many things that you've received, even from younger, some things that are holding you back right now that you don't even know where they came from. So my job is to incite you this morning to make you stand up on the inside and do something different than what you've been doing. Everybody say amen. Amen. Say it loud. Say amen. Amen. A little louder. Say amen. Amen. See, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violence take it by force. There is something that we must do. We've got to stop being so calm about this. We're too calm. We're too relaxed. We're too comfortable where we are. I see too much in that word of God for me to be sitting here calm like I am. Every day should be a riot. Should be a Holy Ghost prosperity riot on the inside of your mind. Every time something shows up in your mind that tries to call you something else other than what God called you, it should be a riot. You should be shaking up some furniture up in there. Tearing something down. Are y'all understanding me? So I ain't come. Hey, man, stand up and clap and all that good stuff. I thank you for the excitement, but I want to incite you first. What most of the time, what you really think is excitement is really a form of excitement. You really ain't really excited because what comes outside is really a product of what comes on the inside. So you must be incited on the inside first before you. The Lord told me something about Apostle a couple weeks ago. A lot of times we get very excited about what he says and we get excited about what's going on and we clap. But why don't nothing happen sometimes? It ain't him. And it ain't the word. And it ain't the spirit of God. So why do this? Because it's a form of godliness but denying. We're excited and we get very excited, but we have to make sure that we allow this word, listen to what I'm saying, we allow this word to incite us from the inside. This is what I'm trying to say, from the inside. Everybody say from the inside. From the inside. Come on, everybody say from the inside. From the inside. Come on, say it again, say from the inside. From the inside. Truth of the matter is, and I found this out the other day, it's something that when God gives you an assignment, you know, I've learned from the best, amen. And I've learned not to toil or not to hustle or not to worry or be fearful about getting a message and don't be afraid of their face. He told Jeremiah, but just to wait on the Lord and let him go ahead and say what he's going to say when he's going to say it. And the Lord is like, sometimes he waits till the last minute, boy. You know, you think when you found out your assignment, he's going to start giving you a word then. Sometimes he waits till the day before. You know, have you up there sweating, but that means you got to rely on him, amen. And so we were here getting ready, you know, we was getting some things ready on Sunday night, and the Lord just dropped this thing on me. And I'm looking at the banner, and he dropped it on me. And the truth of the matter is, can I tell y'all the truth?
Yeah.
Do you want the truth? Say yeah. Listen, the truth of the matter is that everything on the outside ain't got nothing for you. Everybody say think inside.
Think inside.
Now, I need you to do this first. Everybody say think inside.
Think inside.
Now, we think too much outside. We're too caught up with what we see. We're too caught up with what we feel. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by what I believe. Amen. But we're so caught up with what's going on the outside. Something happened on the outside, we get in fear. Something happened on the outside, we get in worry. Something happened on the outside, we stop. We forget what we know. I'll never forget a friend of mine, we sitting at the table and it was time and an apostle gave him about to give him an assignment. And you know, when an apostle gives you an assignment and says you're going to preach, you get all nervous, right? You know, we've been in church. We've been getting the word. We got notes. The apostle threw the assignment at him, and he said, I don't got no word in me. I don't know no word. What you mean? Don't let the fear or the anxiousness or the worry make you forget who you are. Outside ain't got nothing for you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Out here ain't got nothing for you. Stop trying to achieve on the outside. Everybody say, think inside. Come on, say it again. Say, think inside. Come on, one more time. Say, think inside. Everything out here, every single thing. Now, there's not one thing out here that didn't come from something on the inside. Now we got to get to the point where we believe this. See, we say this and we preach it, but do you believe this? Everything on the outside, every single thing on the outside came from the inside. It couldn't have come from nowhere else. It all came from the inside. Say it. Whatever you got. Hold on, don't say that one. I'm going to talk to you for a second. Whatever you got or you don't got, I know that's bad English, so let me talk like I want to talk, came from the inside. If you ain't producing nothing out here, it's because you ain't producing nothing. The outside, listen to what I'm saying. The outside life is a direct mirror of the inside. Now, don't get mad at me this morning if ain't nothing going on outside of your life. We've got to add up to this. Everybody say, think inside. Come on, say it again. Say, think inside. I thank God. God started talking to me, and the apostle came out and said, you already got. I said, yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're on the same course. You know, sometimes when you got to preach in a meeting, you want to make sure that you're preaching lined up with everything, amen. You don't want to preach no off the wall, you know, get sat down message, right? Everybody say, think inside. And I'm doing this for a reason. Say, think inside. Tell yourself, think inside. Now, I don't know how you look at yourself. I don't know how you do it, but tell yourself, think inside. Listen, we've got to focus on the inside. Everything out here is temporal. Everything out here, it comes from what was made on the inside. There is nothing, I'm going to say it again, there is nothing out here that did not come from in here. Not one thing. Think inside. Say it again, say think inside. Come on, say it again, say think inside. If you don't think inside, then you'll never be what God wants you to be. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't condition yourself and change your thinking and make yourself think inside first, then outside, it'll never change anything about your life. We've been trying to put lotion on when it's what you're eating that's making you break out. Listen. Whenever there's a break, anybody ever broke out, your skin broke out or something, that's an inside. You've been eating too much chocolate. You're drinking too many cold drinks. Y'all know that, right? Cold drinks, pop, soda, whatever you call it in your state, right? You've been drinking too much of that. You got too much stuff going on the inside, and so it makes that thing come out through your pores. Whatever's on the outside comes from on the inside. You're putting lotion on, and you keep scrubbing out here, but it ain't changing nothing. The breakouts keep coming because you keep eating the same thing. Everybody say, think inside.
Think inside.
Come on, say it again. Say, think inside.
Think inside.
So now I realize that I've been backwards. I've been living my life backwards. We've been living our lives backwards. When something comes from the outside, we begin to rebuke that and confess that and talk of that instead of knowing who you are on the inside. And being who you are from the inside. I'll say it again, being who you are. Now, you don't know who you are. There's a scripture in the Bible says, in 2 Corinthians talking about, Paul said, I'm nervous, I'm worried, I'm a little concerned that you be deceived and beguiled by the serpent, which is on the outside. Ever since the beginning, you know the beginning, right? Y'all know the story about the beginning, right? Ever since the beginning, and ever since we've been fooled from the outside, we've been living on the outside. Ever since that time that we allowed something on the outside of us to tell us who we thought we were on the inside, it changed everything about us.
Yeah.
See, the serpent was trying to tell Adam and Eve something, but Adam and Eve were already God.
Yeah. Right.
They were already God, made in his image, made in his likeness, had dominion, had seed. They can do whatever they wanted. They named the animals. They had dominion over the earth. They already had it from the inside. They were already God.
Yeah.
I mean, you are already God. But we keep allowing the serpent of the system to do its dance and make us dance to its rhythm. Make us do what it says we're supposed, what it wants us to do. Listen to what I'm saying. Ever since the beginning. And ever since then, You know, we know the story about, even it's similar, the Bible's a story about you, even the story of Noah. Before the rain came from the outside, the water used to come from the inside the earth. It used to come up from the inside. But it had to rain because of man's wickedness, was full of evil. We didn't want to go on the inside, and so now we were outside focused. And so truth of the matter is, you've been trying to get your prosperity from outside, and that's why you hadn't been having manifestations like you expect. The word of God is true. Jesus did not lie to us. God did not lie to us. The Holy Spirit did not lie to us. Our apostle is not lying to us. This is what I'm trying to tell you. The word of God is true. So if the word of God is true, we should be seeing more in each and every one of our lives. The only reason we don't see more is because we're looking in the wrong places. You ever heard that statement, looking for love in all the wrong places? Jesus was very absolute. There's some things, I look in the Bible, and there's some things, and there's some scriptures that are just very absolute. You can't really get bombed. You can't really take your own interpretation. You can't really change it into what you want to say or make you feel better about your lack. You can't really do it. It's really saying what it's saying. So when he says, greater is he that is well than he is in the world, he really means that. That means, and I know we in church, we like to give ourselves excuses. You know, the world got money, and you don't. You say, well, the devil helping them, man. You know, no, it's an excuse. You just don't know how great you are. Greater is he that is than he that is in the world. He's very absolute when he says, it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is working in you. He didn't lie.
No.
He's telling the truth.
Yes, sir.
It is not a fairy tale. Right there, you woke up rich this morning.
Yes,
listen, 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 listen. When you listen, listen, you've been rich longer than you've been knowing the word of God.
That's true. That's true.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. It is God who worketh in you. Where?
In
not on you.
Uh-huh.
Not around you.
Not
even, it don't even say, I know he works around us and above us and for us, but he works in you first.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't realize that he works in you, then for you, above you, all that, you don't even see that.
Right.
God trying to work out things in your benefit right now, but you can't see it because you don't see it from the inside. He's very absolute. It is God. Now, no, he don't say nobody else. He could have said it was John.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could have said it was Paul. Oh, he could have said some other name. No, no, no. He said, it is God which worketh in you to will and do of his good pleasure. Are you understanding me?
Right.
Then Romans 8, he starts talking about the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where?
Jesus.
On the inside. Everybody say, think inside.
Jesus.
Come on, say it again. Say, think inside.
Jesus.
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, which was the thing that redeemed your spirit. Your recreated human spirit, right? That saved your soul. That same spirit that was able to do that, the most important thing that has ever happened to you, is on the inside of you. Listen to me well. It's on the inside of you, dwelling and living and working right there on the inside of you. Then it starts saying, shall it not also quicken your mortal bodies? Shall it not also make alive your body, the body of your life? Make your life alive. Even in the scripture, and if we think inside out of the Bible, Jesus told me something one time. He said, you know, I always got something up my sleeve. You read these scriptures, John 5:39. Search the scriptures and you think you have life, but they testify to me, but you won't come all the way to me. Yeah, he said, I always got something deeper. I always got something else to show. If you just stay there with me along, stay with them red words a little longer. Them red words. You know them red words? Them ones in the Bible. I like all the other words in the Bible. Listen to me. I like God bless Abraham and Noah and Isaac and Jacob, and God bless Paul and John and Peter. God bless all of them. But I love Jesus. And them red words are the thing that bring everything home. When you get to them gospels and them red words start popping off and Jesus starts talking, he starts to validate everything that the Bible was talking about. He embodied the whole Bible. Listen to what I'm saying to you. So I like all them. I like all them. But when Jesus starts talking, it changes something for me. Are y'all hearing me? It does something different for me. That, listen, it is on the inside of you. It's already there. You ain't got to look nowhere else. Jesus started talking and he said, the kingdom of God coming not with observation. They said, where the kingdom of God at? Where's your way of doing things? Where's your way of victory and prosperity? Where is it at? He said, well, it don't come in observation. In other words, you're not going to see it out here. Right. Another scripture in 2 Corinthians says, the things that are seen are temporal. Right. But some of the things, then in Hebrews, we're going to go there in a minute. Right? Now, faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. This is what I'm trying to tell you. He said, it comes not with observation. He said, you say, lo here, and lo, that's what we've been doing. Lo here, or maybe it's this thing over here, or maybe it's this thing over here, or maybe it's this thing over here. No, lo here, no. The kingdom of God is within you. Everybody say, think inside. Now, I need you, you cannot, listen. For what apostle ministered to us yesterday morning and last night, you cannot get that on the outside. You will not be able to live it on the outside. You're going to have to stay on the inside. Matter of fact, the thief been stealing from you on the outside. Where the thieves be at? Why you lock your doors? Tell me, thank you. I'm breaking that sweat. Tell me why. Why you lock your doors? Keep them where? Keep them out. When the last time a thief was outside, you walked outside, hey, thief. Come on inside, thief. Come on, let's talk. Let's have some communion, thief. No, you keep your door locked. You keep your windows locked. You keep everything shut because your valuables are where? So every time something gets stolen from you, you done left the door unlocked. Hold on. The thief is stealing you from the outside, but a bigger problem is when you invite the thief inside. When you allow the thief, oh my God, when you allow the thief to come inside your special place, when you've allowed him inside the temple, when you allow the thief inside the temple, he begins to defile the communion. He begins to defile the holy things. How do I allow the thief on the inside? What you been listening to? What have you been hearing? What conversation? How long do you spend time with the Word of God? How much TV you watching? Allowing the thief. Thanks, Holy Spirit. A lie is nothing but the absence of truth. It's not a real thing. No, let me say it again because you don't believe me yet. You're like, what? No, I know what a lie is. No. Let me tell you something. A lie is nothing but the absence of truth. It is not a real thing. All right, the Bible said the truth, you should know the truth and the truth will make you free. It didn't go to the next scripture and say, but a lie can bind you up. It can't bind you up. A lie has no power to bind you up unless you give the lie the power. Unless you allow the lie to become your truth.
Yes, that's right.
It is nothing but the absence of truth. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. A lie is nothing but the absence of truth. Listen, lack is nothing but the absence of prosperity.
Yeah.
It's the absence of abundance. It is not a real thing. Anytime there is lack there, that means you didn't put something there that was supposed to be there. Are y'all listening to me? It is nothing but the absence of a prosperity mindset. It is nothing but absence of prosperity. I got to hit you with something in a little while, and I hope you can receive it. But it's the absence of prosperity on the inside. Let me not get him ahead of myself. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. And I'm going through these places. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures. 1 John 4:4, you can write that down. Romans 8:11, you can write that down. Luke 17:20, we just went there about the kingdom of God is within you. You're going to have to go and study this. Listen, man, ain't no one message going to get it done for you. I need an amen. Ain't no one message one time you heard it going to get it done. You need to condition yourself. There are some changes that need to be made in you from the inside. Once you change your inside, you make your inside prosperous, then your outside will most of the things that we call goals are things that we are reaching for are just results. No, most all of them. Everything that you're trying to attain, everything that you're trying to work up to, your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan, that number that you're trying to reach, that thing you're trying to go to, those are all the results of you. It ain't no ladder you got to reach on. That's a result of you. All of that comes from the inside of you. So your goals are really results. What you're reaching for, you should be giving out. Wow. Hebrews 11 and 1. I don't know if we're going to stay there too long. Hebrews 11 and 1. I just got to prove a point. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Everybody say the word of God. Come on, underline and say the word of God. Go ahead, underline that. And I don't need you your normal connotation of what the word of God is. Okay? I don't need you to give me your rhetoric about what you believe the word of God is. Okay? Because I'm going to show you what the word of God really is if you let it live. Are y'all hearing me? The worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So that means things that are seen were not made of things which do appear. So they don't come from stuff that's already outside. That means the things that are seen came from somewhere that is unseen. The things that are outside came from somewhere that people couldn't see it. Everybody say, think inside. Come on, say it again. Say, think inside. Every loss you took was on the outside. Every failure that you had was on the outside. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. You can't be beat on the inside. You just don't know it. No, you can't be beat. Say it. No. Don't say it like you're trying to figure it out. Say it like you know it. Say it. See, I'm trying to change your environment of your mind, the environment of your heart, your culture, the way you've been thinking, your childhood, all that stuff. I'm trying to break all that down. Riot. I'm trying to tear all that down and then break all that down so we can get to where we're supposed to be. I can't be beat. Listen, why is it, can I ask a question for you? Why is it that it's easier for you? I heard Apostle say something. He says this, and then, you know, I had him laughing at Mark Gilead last week when I said it. We say this, and Apostle say, I can't think, bro. Y'all heard him say that before, right? And you'd be like, amen, amen, amen. But you'd be like, okay, Apostle. And you believe because you trust him and you love him. Y'all know it's the truth, man. Stop playing. Come on, family. Y'all know the truth. No, you believe it. I know you believe, but you know, good for you, Apostle. Good for you. You know what I'm saying? But come on, y'all. Can we be honest? Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. But you know there's some times that you still think. Why is it that it's easier to think about running out than the never running out? Now, we get all hyped up in the meeting and prosperity vibe. We get all hyped up when we're together in the unit because we know we buck each other up. Amen. And we got, you know how we do it. But no. No, like when you by yourself. Why is it so easy for me to think running out? Y'all know it's the truth. You think running out before you think never running out. Because if you thought never running out, your song would be different. I wasn't trying to say that. I didn't want... But we still have a run out mentality. We still think that we can run out, but you can't. Now y'all doing me like Apostle. You like, yeah, Montel, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I understand, but you know. No, you can't run out. Say it. No, I want you to say it. So can God run out? Hold on. Let's go back. Because you still think about yourself. Get over you. Get over you. You got to get over yourself for a minute, right? Get over you. You still thinking about what you can do and what you're not able to do. You still thinking about your background and your last name and what color you are and where you came from and where you graduated from and what degree you don't have and what degree you do need to have to get over there. I ain't thinking about your degrees. You can't run out. It is impossible for God to run out. And it is God's work within you to will. You can't run out. Say it. Now, this is something that you got to say until you believe it and you just can't think nothing else. It should be something. Every time you check your bank account online, you should say, I can't run out. I don't care what it say on there. I don't care if it got a negative. I don't care if it's, you know, doing the red. It's a little red numbers. I don't care. Listen. And you're going to be a little crazy, but you got to get crazy. Remember, it's a riot. Now, it's a riot. It's a riot. We're not going easy. We're going with a fight, right? I can't run out. You look at that person in their pocketbook and their wallet. I can't run out. I don't care if you don't see nothing in there. I can't run out. You've got to change the way that you believe. The way that you believe is not going to be changed from the outside. It's got to happen on the inside. So I say it. I can't run out. I can't run out. I can't run out. I can't run out. I'll never, hey, you know what? I'll never be broke another day in my life. Listen. That's what we're saying. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I can't run out. We don't rehearse. You rehearse for the show. You practice for the game. But those that don't show up to practice don't play. Or if they let you in the game and you didn't practice, you ain't gonna know where you're going. You ain't gonna know no plays. You ain't gonna be able to work with the team. You ain't gonna be able to score no buckets because you didn't come to practice. You don't know what's going on the court. I can't run out. Come on, say it again. I can't run out. Come on, say it again. I can't run out. Now, you got to tell yourself that on the regular. I received it. You got to tell yourself. You got to stop. I understand. Listen, I understand stewardship, right? And I understand that we've got to be mindful of what we're doing. I understand that. But be mindful of who you are before be mindful of what you do.
Right.
Thank you. Right. God loves you. And all the great things that God has for you is yours right now. God is not sitting up there saying, well, you know, they're not good enough yet. No, he already thought you was good because he gave Jesus for you.
That's right.
Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Come on, say God loves me.
God loves
say God already think I'm good enough.
God already thinks I'm good enough.
Look, before you put your suit on and you went to ministry school and you got a grandfathered into the church, and before you spent all these years in the church to finish Bible school, Sunday school, and new members class and all those different things that you thought you were doing to make God happy with you, he was already happy with you as a human. He just needed your consciousness to change and for you to understand who you were. When you're lost, you didn't know where you were going. When you were lost, you didn't know who you were. But now God is not up there with a talent sheet talking about. It's on you. He ain't holding no good thing back from you. No. Stop blaming him. Stop. I'm trying to murder all your excuses. I'm trying to choke them all. I'm trying to squeeze all the excuse out of you. There's no excuse. Stop blaming where you are on something else.
Right.
I heard my mother and my father told me something a long time ago, read this book. Blaming and complaining only attract more crap to your life. Stop blaming. Understand what's going on. Think inside. Come on, say it again. Think inside. Come on, say it again. Think inside.
Think inside.
So now you got to realize there's some things on the inside that got to change.
Yes, sir.
It is all from the inside. Apostles talking about open up your heart. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Open up your heart. Keep your antennas up. Watch this. Because your heart, 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 your heart. Say my heart.
My heart.
Yeah. The Bible in Proverbs says, keep thy heart with all diligence.
Right.
Listen to what I'm saying. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it issues of life. Huh? So hold on. The issues of life, which is what we call life out here, right? The issues of life come from the inside of me. Are y'all hearing me? The things that's going on in life come from what's going on the inside of my heart. Now we understand he was talking about, and I heard him say it, he's talking about the heart, and he said the soul. We understand that the heart is our soul, our mind. The deepest most part of our mind is what's been on the inside of our subconscious. What's on the recesses of our heart? What's deep down in there? What is it that we really believe? Now listen to me. What you really believe, you conceive. What you really believe is going to show up on the outside. I know for a fact Now I know it to be true. Listen, he said, I can't think broke. I believe him. Because I know he believe it because I see it. The money just keep on coming. Listen to me. That's not that. That's a confession for you. That's real life. No, he is. The Lord told me this a while back. He said, your apostle, because he don't refer to him as my daddy. Because we got too much flesh connection already. He started talking to me about the spiritual part of it. There's a connection there. Connection ain't no flesh connection. He said, your apostle is a prophetic view of where you're going. No. Y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all not. Y'all still listen outside. Y'all listening with them. Y'all listening with them outside ears. Y'all listening with these religious ears. I need you to put them down for a minute. Y'all didn't hear what I was saying. You didn't hear what I was saying, because if you heard what I was saying, now hold on, sit down. You heard what I was saying, all y'all be up on your feet. You still like, huh? What is it? He a what? Look at him. Look at him for a second. All right, look at him. Y'all see him? Look all around here. Y'all see all this stuff paid for? Huh? Come on, ministers, men of God. Hold on. Y'all see all this stuff going on? You see all the benefit? You see everything? You see how the word hits you in your chest when he ministers? That's a prophetic view of you.
Yes, sir.
That is a preview. It's a trailer. Listen, trailer. Thanks, Lord. Watch this. It is the preview of what you are about to view. Listen to what I'm saying to you. It's a glimpse of the movie you about to be. Now, I ain't said the movie you about to see. The movie you about to be. Listen to what I'm saying. I say that for a reason. I ain't messing my words up. Not the movie you about to see, the movie you about to be. And then you'll be a witness, because somebody will be able to see you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, sir, I receive. Yes, sir. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It's a prophetic view. Sit down. So listen, when he's talking, when he's saying things, you've got to receive them on a deeper level. You can't receive these and rub them on your skin. You got to lay down with them for a little while. You got to listen to them and let that thing get on the inside, on the inside of you, until it changes you from the inside. So I know it, and I see it, and I know it, and I believe it, and I pay attention to it, and I know it. Then what he is saying is his being. He's only telling you who he is. When he come out here and preach, he's just giving you a life story. Huh? Y'all ain't hearing me, huh? When he come out and preach, he's just telling you his identity. Listen, this is who I am. The money just keep on coming. Y'all, I'm inside the house. I'm inside the ministry, so I'm in the inner working. It's not a lie. The money just keep on coming. And although, you know, I'm a part of the ship, and I'm flowing with it, and I'm, you know, sometimes I gotta sit there. See, I'm sweating, right? And I be like that. Sometimes I gotta sit there and be like, Jesus, where is this coming from? And people just send checks. No. Listen, we came off of TV and the money multiplied. It don't make no sense, because it ain't about your sense. And the money just keep on coming. I remember being in high school. Let me tell you a little story quick. I remember being in middle school and all high school, he was traveling so much, but when he started traveling private. You know, that's funny, man. That's funny. That he been flying private for what? It was about 20 years. How you just fly private for 20 years? You just 20 years. We just been flying private for 20 years. You don't even realize until you look at it. The black man. I remember being in high school, and I remember And let's talk about the money keeper club. Because I remember we traveled a lot. I remember leaving school, and I would get in my car and head to the airport. And I would have to trust my mother to get my clothes together. I ain't going to go into that story. Y'all want to hear the story, huh? Listen, what happened was, one particular trip, I don't know where we were going. I'm trying to... And you know, I had to walk out like Peter walk on the water on faith. I had to drive that car all the way to the airport, believing God that she got the right one. And then you know, I had my brothers, and so we had different shirts, and we, you know, me and my brothers were different sizes. So somebody arm longer, the pants leg shorter, different things going on. You know what I'm saying? And so it's different thing going on. We get to the airport, and I'm getting dressed in the airport, and we already at where we supposed to be. So there's no going back. I can't say I'm going to stay home because I'm already there. We already landed in Philadelphia, wherever we at now. So I'm getting dressed, and it was a little. And I put it on, and I put the shirt on, the sleeve. But we got to go to church. I got to do my sermon. I got to do what I got to do. Then buttons start popping everywhere, like pow, pow. I got paper. I got them clips, what them pins, safety pin. Take the pen, holding buttons together. I'm walking up in church like this, cause I don't want nothing else to go loose. If anything else go loose, it's over with. Like, it's gotta put them shorts on. So we had to walk out of faith. That's side story. But at this time in my life, we were traveling. Man, I mean, one year there's 500 hours in the air. I mean, I'm talking about y'all don't understand. Sometimes you don't understand because you see what is and you don't see what built up to what is. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It's every night. There was one year I was only home. Now I'm a teenage boy. Friday night lights is the thing. Friday night dances, Friday night lights and football games, all the different things. There was one year I was only home for two Fridays out of the year. And those around the holidays. This is no lie. Then we traveled over and over. And over and over and over and over again. And we go to this church next year. And then we used to land and go to a church. And we didn't know what to expect. Right. And they didn't have no website. Right. You can't see their service live online. So now you about to be live online in the line. Yeah, when you get there. And we travel and travel and travel. And a different church every night, every night, every night, every night, every night, every night. And I remember when he said the Lord told him to start receiving his own offering. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's the wisdom of God from the inside. The wisdom of God from the inside. And God began, and then what happened, the traveling kind of slowed down. And people start saying, I don't have that revelation. You had the revelation before, we was receiving offerings for you. Now you ain't got it no more. Amen. Now you don't believe I'm a man of God no more. Amen. But watch this, so the traveling seemed to slim up. And you know, itinerant ministry, like, oh no, we falling off now. The traveling slowed down, but the money picked up. Carry the one. I don't understand. The money picked up. The traveling slowed down, but the money picked up. And those that tried to blackball, right, got overrode. They got overridden. Right? They got to the point where they was looking for him. I say this with respect when I say his name, but this, it's like, what Leroy doing? Where he preaching at? Don't worry about where he preaching at. Mind your business. Go back to your church. Just know the money keep on coming. And it messes. They watching right now. He said, you told him, hey, last night, hey, y'all. I'm here. They watching. Y'all, he ain't playing. They really watching right now. And they probably getting red in the face right now, but it's okay. They don't understand. Falcon 900 paid for. They don't understand what's going on. But the money just keep on coming. Because it is not about what they can do for him, but it's about what God has already done on the inside. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It is not about what man can hand you, right? It's about grabbing the hand of God on the inside. Are y'all understanding me? Everybody say, think inside. Come on, say it again. Say, think inside. Come on, say it again. Say, think inside. Everything out here is because of what's inside. And it's easy. Now, you don't want to say that with me, huh? Everybody say, that's another one. Here's another one. Y'all ready, boy? What'd he say? It's easy to have plenty of money. Look at y'all know it. And somebody shake your head, huh? How is it easy to have plenty of money? It's all a result of your heart. It's all a result of what's on the inside. Oh, I'm gonna say some things that gonna shake you up. All right, a couple of y'all gonna look over there. It's cool, Apostle. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You don't know who you are. I don't care about your last name, social security number. I told him last week the social security number ain't nothing for the system to keep up with you and your debts. Your little college, not whatever all that stuff is, just a little barcode to keep up with you. That ain't who you are. Yes, sir. Birth certificate and all that. No, Jesus is your birth certificate. Yes, sir. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, you don't know who you are. And so if you don't know who you are, you don't know who you be, then you'll never do who you are. Everything on the outside comes from the inside, right? Right. Everything on the outside comes from the inside. Everything on the outside. The Lord showed me something about 1 John 4 and 4. Greater is he that's in the world. Both of those talking about you. No, all right, y'all ready? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now you in this world, but the one on the inside is greater than the one on the outside. So you've been talking about them other people, and he's talking about you. See, it's never about what the other people are doing. Your manifestation ain't built on what they're doing. So when you read the Bible, it's about you. I always think he's talking about you. Stop thinking he's talking about the people. We're going to curse them. No, curse the one on the outside of you that's keeping you on the outside. That corner part of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So now what's on the inside is more than what's on the outside. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? What's on the outside comes from what's on the inside. So listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you when I tell you this. This is only a representation of what's on the inside. Currency. Everybody say currency. Yeah, that's not currency. You currency. Say it. I am currency.
I am currency.
See, y'all about to get nervous because I heard Apostle say something a few weeks ago. And he preached. He said, he started talking. He said, I am money. And everybody said, you know how we go when you do the repeat. You know, we say, I am currency. I am more than a conqueror. I am the head, not the tail. I am above. And everybody like, I'm saying, yeah, I'm the head, not the tail. I am above. He said, I am money. Everybody said, I am money. Because they got scared. You the currency. That can't move without you. Did you know that's built on a thought by man? That, listen, they can have $1 million sitting here in the middle of the room on a case. Can you see it? Y'all can't see it, huh? Y'all can't see the million? Y'all see the million? Can y'all see it? Can y'all see it from the inside, huh? So you ain't never thought about $1 million. The other day, you know what I was thinking about the other day? What'd you do with $1 million? Like when you get it, what you do? You can't go to Capital One and say, deposit this check. They ain't gonna insure all that. So what you do? Have you ever thought about what you do when you get $1 million? You never thought about it, huh? You never thought about it. You know, I ain't talking about what you're gonna buy.
What you gonna do?
Everybody talking about going and get something. Listen, what are you gonna do with it? All right, me and I sitting right there. It could sit there and it'd be a whole $1 million, right? But until somebody enables that $1 million to move, it ain't nothing. It ain't, look, the money ain't nothing without you. See, you thought you ain't nothing without the money. What happens is these people start telling you this outside. These outside connotations. We reading all these books, these economy books and all these books. Get out them books and get in them red words. Y'all reading all these books on how to consolidate and do all these different things and all this. That's why you're so doggone confused. Because you won't trust in the one that's telling you who you are. I am currency.
I am currency.
I am money.
Uh-huh.
Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
don't you go to the car and say, well, I don't know about that. Well, then you ain't going to never know about it.
Right.
You ain't going to never have it neither. Some of y'all being religious right now, you spirit, I'm deeper than that. Tell me something deep. Yeah, you're going to be deep in debt forever.
Come on, sir.
You're drowning.
Uh-huh.
I'm throwing a rope.
Yeah.
I am currency. How much you worth? Hold on. Think for a minute. Now, as soon as I said that, you start thinking about your bank accounts and your assets and all that different. No. How much you worth? How much you worth? How much are you worth? How much is your life really worth? When God decided to redeem you, or purchase you, you are bought with the price. He didn't start counting. He said, I can get a billion. Get a billion, whatever, and I'm going to count that. I'm going to pay for them. No. Your life was much more precious, so he had to give his only. You don't know who you are. You still allowing these outside people to give you your value. And so they tell you how much you're worth. So you might have this much. Even if you had $20 million in the bank, that ain't really how much you're worth. Really? Really? Y'all see them people be trying to spend all kind of money to live longer. But they know they can't buy life. I am currency. See, it is about who I am, not what I have or what I do, and what I have is a result of who I am. Being, doing, and having. I'll be listening. Being, doing, and having. Being, doing, and having. Being, doing, and having. We've been trying to do, and we've been trying to have, and we don't know who we are. Which is why it's been a struggle. We've been as one that's fighting the air. Huh? We've been working real hard with not a lot of results because we've been trying to do, and we've been trying to have, and we haven't anchored down into who we are. When Jesus said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. Your soul needs rest. Listen to me. Then he says, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He was not lying. It is very easy to have plenty of money. It is very easy if you get that one thing that's needful, and that's Jesus. We don't spend enough time with Jesus. We be biblically selected, and we pick our scriptures for what we want to confess on. You know, we find a scripture that, we go getting start searching, healing, and then find the one that fit what you want to say, and then you go jump on that. You want prosperity, so now you go jump on that one, and you start quoting scriptures that are biblically selected. No, it's all in Jesus, and Jesus is in
me.
So on the outside, are y'all with me? If you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
I said, if you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
Whatever happens on the outside is a product of the inside. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Do you agree? We got to agree on this first before we go anywhere else. Do we agree? Let me see. Shake your head at me. Answer me. Shake your head at me. Wave your hand at me. Do something. I want to make sure that we agree on this. Whether you agree or not, we're going. I'm trying to take it, so just please agree, okay? I'm trying to take it. What happens on the outside is a process, is a direct result, is an exact result. There is no lanyap or no gap. It is a direct result of what is going on the inside. So the movement, listen to what I'm trying to tell you, and I'm about to tell you something that's going to hurt you. No, it's not going to hurt you, it's going to help you, but it's going to blow your mind a little bit, right? That the movement of my hands, and the process of my giving, right? Everything on the outside, all this is a product of what's going on the inside.
Yes, it is. Come on, sure.
The reason I may withhold my hands out here is because I've been withholding them in here.
All right.
And the only reason I withhold them in here, because in here is somewhere that tells me I can run out. See, really what God is trying to do with your giving, you thought it was about getting something. you thought it was about getting something, bringing something in. You thought it was about something coming from somewhere else, and then now that's a harvest. But the truth of the matter is, y'all ready for this? The truth of the matter is, you the seed and the harvest. Now you're about to cuss me out in the spirit right now. I don't know. Say, I am the seed, and I am the harvest. Come on, say it again. Say, I am the seed, and I am the harvest. Come on, say it again. I am the seed, and I am the harvest. You're trying to sow seeds and trying to get harvest when you really should be manifesting who you are.
Right. Come on.
Let's break. Let's not even be spiritual for a quick second, all right? Can we get physical for a second? This is on a basic physical. You a seed. Where you came from? Where did you come from? You came from a seed. Listen, we grown. Your daddy did whatever he did with your mama to bring you. Ain't nobody got here no other kind of way. You came here. You a seed. You just a seed that got planted and you grew. So I am the seed. Now, even on the spiritual side, we see that Jesus was the seed of David. They also talk about the seed of Abraham. And we are his seed. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you the branches, right? Right? He said, as I'm in the Father, you in me. Oh, well, we come out of Jesus. That means we are Jesus' seed. So I am the seed. All right, so stop being disconnected from what you're doing and realize this is what you're being. When you listen, this is what you're being. So when I come up here, I'm being something. I'm not doing something to exchange something. We've allowed this outside world again, amen, outside world, to make us be built on exchange. And so what we've been calling seed time and harvest is really we've been trying to exchange. But how could it really be seed time if you don't know that you're the seed? Are y'all hearing me? So really what you're doing, where your treasure is, what else happened? Where your treasure is what? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Huh? Your heart, your thinking, your understanding, who you are, right? Your heart, right? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So truth of the matter is, you laying yourself on the altar. You are laying yourself on the altar. You are laying who you are on the altar. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I wrote down in my notes that we've been living off the old sacrificial, the Old Testament sacrificial. So, you know, you used to go to the altar, go to the temple, go to the altar, and lay something on the altar to make a sacrifice to God, right? And notice I'm saying to God because they were doing it outside. They would make a sacrifice to God to try to pay for something that was going on. And a lot of times we're still sowing seeds like that, trying to make a sacrifice to God instead of making a sacrifice. Instead of being the sacrifice. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. This is what I'm trying to say. I am crucified with Christ. I am does not go out of style. I am means right now, right? I am in any, if you say I am tomorrow, it's still right now. You say I am yesterday, it is still right now. Paul says, I am right now in this particular moment crucified with Christ. Well, how did that happen? Christ was crucified all them years ago. It doesn't matter. What he did makes me what I am right now. So now I am right now the sacrifice. Right. I am right now the sacrifice. This is what I'm trying to say. I am. We can't be sacrificing out here. We got to put it on the line now. We got to put us on the altar. I've got to put myself in the ground. Now, if you stay disconnected, then you'll stay disconnected. If you stay on the outside and you still out here exchanging by the world system, and you don't even know it's a matter of the heart. I am the seed. I am the harvest.
I am the harvest.
Say it.
I am the harvest.
When I want you to say it. Look, when Jesus died on the cross, he reaped you. This Jesus, I read in the scripture, Jesus said, he looked and he said, people walking around like sheep without a shepherd. Y'all know where I'm going, right? And he said, sheep walking around sheep without a shepherd. He said, pray thee therefore the Lord send laborers into the harvest, right? He said, for the harvest, but the laborers are few. Well, the harvest, he wasn't referring to a set of things or whatever. He was referring to people. I am the harvest. Say it.
I am the harvest.
Come on, say it again. I am the harvest.
I am the harvest.
Come on, say it again. I am the harvest.
I am the harvest.
No, that's inside. That's inside stuff. That ain't outside. You ain't going to figure that out on the outside. You're not going to be able to swallow that one on the outside. You got to take that one on the inside. Listen to me. You got to let that one sit down on the inside that I am the seed and I am the harvest. So I got to stop trying to throw these seeds, what I thought was seeds, out when I didn't connect my heart to them. And I'm trying to reap something on the outside that I already am on the inside. If I realize that I am the harvest, listen to me, the principle keeps going. It's still sowing and reaping. That's the way until the earth remains. It's the seed time and harvest. But that seed time and harvest going on the inside of you before it goes on the outside of you. If you try to do it on the outside and you don't know that you are it on the inside, you'll never manifest what you are. Come on. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
So now I'm trying to get something that I already am. I've been running after and reaching and expecting something to come to me that I already am. Now, if I realize that I already am it, like our apostle, if I realize that I already am, then it has to keep coming because I'm it. It's just looking for family. It's just trying to join the body. Oh, y'all understand what I'm saying? It's trying to come home. Your increase is trying to come home. Would you please increase on the inside first? I was reading the billboard, and it says the theme this year, you ready? Is prosperity is a gift from God. And I sit and I read it, and the Holy Spirit says, slow down and read again. I say, yes, sir. Prosperity is a gift from God. He said, hold on, stop, read again. He said, prosperity is a gift. And because I think inside, I don't think about somebody handing me a box with prosperity in it anymore. I think about being gifted to prosper. Listen to me. Prosperity, so now you say it. Prosperity is a gift. Stop. Then we're gonna get it from God. Because that's where we're from. That's where you're from. You ain't from the city you thought you were from God. But prosperity is a gift. So it means, you know, we call a lot of things gifts. You know, you're gifted to sing and you're gifted to do this and you're gifted to do this. Why we never be gifted to prosper? Prosperity is a gift. It has already been given to you. So it is a gift. If we think that he bringing something to us, we still outside. That 33, that's somebody. We still on the outside, but it's already on the inside. We have already, he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. We already got it. We already got it. So now if prosperity is a gift from God, that means it's a gift. I am gifted to prosper. Like I'm good at it. Like, Like I'm good. I'm amen.
It's just something we're not doing. But you can't do it unless you be. I'm going to do something out of the ordinary today. Get that table. Get my table out there and set it out there. How much this pen cost, David? Who bought this pen? You or Dan? That's you or that's Dan? So come look at it, Dan. Just don't let David clam your pen. About 4,200, you remember? A pen? You bought a blue one. The blue one was what? The blue one was 8,000 to 10,000. Pen. No pen you write with? Now, I ain't told you bring the chair. Listen to me when I'm talking. Because this happened something to do with tonight. I'm going to give you some highlights of what Montrell said. You see, it's not only being able to deliver, it's being able to listen. I'm going to give you some things that I heard him say in the spirit. But I'm going to put this pen on the table. Don't you touch it. I started to pass it down. I said, no, I don't want all them people touching my pen. Because you sometimes you can leave something touching it. So I'm going to have somebody stand up there with it. But it has something to do with tonight. It has something to do with God can get anything at any time from anywhere to anybody to you. Now, that has something to do with tonight. That has something to do with today. That has something to do with tomorrow. And so I'm gonna also put this championship ring for you to look at. I want everybody, you stupid enough to leave out here without looking at it, just go on to your house, wherever you're going. But it's some reason the Spirit of God telling me to do this. Do not touch. Just sit on the table on this. You have to know something. And then I'm gonna give you, sit down and let you take some notes from Montreal. You have to know something about the law of attraction. You have to know it. You have to know that the secret was not given to the world. The secret is ours that the world caught on to. Now sit down. Sit down. If you look at that pen, let's say you got it there. That's part of it. God can get anything. And I have a whole collection of pen. He telling me some of his pen 8,000. I think they had 4,000. I think they pen more than 4,000. I think it's more than 4,000. That's why I need a security man around me. What in the world you do with an $8,000 pen? Right. John said right. Powerful message, Montreal. But here's what I'm going to give from what Montreal said. The church man-made system have messed a lot of good people up. And you and I don't know it, you still got some of it in you. Another thing he brought to my attention is, he was talking about lock the door, why you lock the door on the thief. Huh? And we keep forgetting to turn the alarm on. See, I'm listening. See, when he said that, I thought about alarm. Alarm. Having the alarm on. My wife and I never go to bed without turning that alarm on. You got that alarm. You got to have that alarm on. Another thing I heard is this. Prosperity is absolute. Prosperity is not something that we as believers bump into. It's absolutely ours. According to what God left, or what God designed, or what God delivered to us. Whatever he says that is absent in your life have been shut off on the inside. There's no failure or defeat on the inside. Therefore, I cannot be beat. Whatsoever you're going through now, whatsoever circumstance, whatsoever attack, whatsoever is not working right, this is what Montreal was saying. The answer, the power, the strength, the victory resides on the inside of you. That's what he's saying. It's on the inside. Scripture-wise, as the scripture says, he loaded us daily with his benefit. Wave your hand at me. That was Montreal tell you to do. He loaded us there. You're being loaded right now. God is pumping some of his goodness in you right now. So that's why we're talking about the soul or not. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. They are on the inside. I know I got critics, but if you ain't doing, if you're doing something, you're always gonna have critics. I'll leave here and go and sit in the back of a Rolls Royce and a man gonna drive me home. You know where that came from? The inside. Y'all wanna have some fun? Y'all stop being dreary Christian and stop talking about, you know, Lord don't want me to have much. I just love the Lord. Lord ain't, Lord say, shut up. You misrepresent my name. I keep trying, you know, Dan be just nice to me, you know, because I'm his leader, you know. He be kind of nice to me. But they have a coach, you know. And I be talking about, y'all came on the bus. Dan said, yeah, we came on a coach. We had the opportunity of us, six of us, traveled in gorgeous RVs and home on wheels. And we had some training, but we also had some cookouts. Everybody had to cook at his RV, their RV, the man and the woman. And they had to cook healthy because I'm watching what they cook. What a glorious time we had. We represent well. God was on the scene. Yeah, we were witnessing and you know, it's just beautiful. The inside never runs out. So you cannot bankrupt God. When you think on the inside, one or two more, when you think on the inside, the enemy is already defeated. I like this one. Money works by men. Instead of letting money work you, you work the money. And then stop trying to receive what is yours without release. You got to make a release. Stop trying to receive what is yours without release. Powerful morning. The reason I want you to look at that pen and that ring came by the law of attraction. I tell the story sitting at a big meeting in California with men of high calibers from all over the world. And we were signing some important documents. I'm fresh out of the country. I don't know nothing but a big pen. And a man pulled out a maroon pen out of his pocket. Don't call it much of that one. I think he called about $400 at that time, $500. And it wasn't that caliber pen. It's from the same family. And I didn't know what it was. So I saw them boys say, ooh. So when it got to me, I just saw a pen. I didn't know what it was worth. So I said to Dr. Ripley, I said, Joe, what is this all about? He says, Doc, that's a Mont Blanc pen. Deal didn't do nothing for me. I'm still trying to find out what the entree is at the table. I'm still trying to find out what fork to use. So I'm watching Dr. Price. Whatever he used, I used. See, I'm fresh out of the country. I don't know about all this entree and salad and all that. I know nothing about that. And then they brought something to clean my tongue. I thought that was the dessert. I see some of y'all still don't know what it is. It's an appetite changer. It's a taste changer. They give you something like a little sherbet. It's actually to get your taste bud ready for the next part. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. That's okay. That's what I'm here for, the education. Yeah. But see, I'm not ashamed to tell you where I came from. So I'd watch you, and they said, what would you like to have for your entree? I said, what Dr. Price having? because I didn't know what you were talking about. I was just a hamburger. Sure, I didn't know what I'm talking. I'm from the country, man. But back to Dr. Ripley, he said, no, that's a Mont Blanc. And so he said, sign it. Sign the paper with it, Doc. So I signed the paper. And he says, I handed it back to him. He said, no, Doc. I got it today. That's 25, 30 years ago. He said, it's yours. That was my first Mont Blanc pen. Now I'm a Mont Blanc collector. These boys buy me 8. And so I think some of the pen cost more than that. Now somebody said, ain't that a waste? That you could have given that to the little children who hungered down. No, I couldn't. Jesus said, you're going to have to pour with you always. Somebody in the body of Christ got to have a collection of Mont Blanc pen to give God the glory. I happen to be one of the persons. You happen to be one of the persons. Don't y'all start sticking out. See, you're on the outside. You're not understanding it. I didn't take no bread out of nobody's mouth to get that pen. I ain't selling my pen to send nobody nothing. And I support a lot of people who hungry and a lot of people. But I don't have to sell my pen. All right, get your envelope. Let's get the office so we can go.